Diller started in radio and television in the Bay Area in the early 50s, but it was in 1955 when the mother of six, who billed herself as the world's worst housewife, took the stage at the Purple Onion in San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood, where musicians and other artists popular with the Beatniks played. From there, she made appearances on game shows, starting with Groucho Marx and You Bet Your Life, on TV and in film with Bob Hope, and even a couple of shows of her own in the 60s. More recently, she did voice work for shows like Family Guy.
She was one of the funniest people in showbiz.
You know, I used to be very popular with Peeping Toms. They felt that if they looked in my window five times, they'd be cured.
We can all think of her self-deprecating humor. She wasn't afraid to make fun of herself. Her facelift. She was just a great comedian.
Laron Gubler, president of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, helped to start the tribute by laying a wreath at Diller's star on Hollywood Boulevard near Grauman's Chinese Theater, which he tells me is a long-standing tradition.
Quite often, fans will lay mementos remembering their favorite people. So I would expect to see anything from teddy bears to candles to notes in memory of Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller was 95. In Hollywood, Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.